tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey. And I'm back, and we're back. Hey. Welcome, After Buzzers, to another fantastic episode of Bring It. I am your host, English Cleveland, and I'm joined by the lovely pink-haired lady,
Tamara Brown.
And we're missing Robin tonight, but we will be able to give you guys a recap of the last two episodes that we missed. We were feeling under the weather.
There has been some illness that's taken us down.
Yes.
But I'm feeling strong.
Yeah. And we're back in full effect.
Back and better than ever.
I know you guys were tweeting, looking for us, and wondering, is there going to be an episode of Bring It? Well, you ready? Because here it goes.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So episode 9 and 10 are what we will be recapping. Flash Mob Madness and Three Strikes, You're Out. So in Flash Mob Madness, the girls are heading to Baton Rouge, Louisiana for the Take the Throne competition. The girls are battling in creative hip hop stand battle. And, you know, we've gone from two losses in creative and we have, you know, the girls are feeling hurt and it's like, oh my gosh, we need to start winning the creative. So a lot of these crazy ideas Miss D comes up with aren't working.
Yeah. And you can tell the difference in this episode because we will get to this, but I didn't think their creative was all that creative.
Right.
But I was surprised at how many teams they went up against this time.
Yeah.
Lots to keep straight.
Yes, I was shocked too. So Miss D's decided, you know, because the girls have been losing, maybe it's something she's not getting. Let's put Kayla. You know, this is a hip hop battle. This is Kayla's expertise. She knows how to, this is her zhuzh. She knows how to do that.
That's right.
So she says, you know what, this week I'm going to give it all to Kayla. Kayla's going to take it or whatever and take over and do it. And I was very interested to see how that was going to turn out, which we'll talk about later. So this week the girls are dancing against the Dancing Diamonds. Images of Sophistication.
Love the name.
Yeah. And LCDC.
LCDC.
Champagne Girls. The Pirouette Dance Studio. And we also got, that's a lot of teams.
Can you remember who's who?
No.
I color code them in my mind. I remember them.
Yeah. And I remember by the drama of what's happened. And not only is it hip hop creative, but then there's going to be a double elimination. But I guess they had to kind of do this because it was so many teams that were going against each other.
And it was cool. It worked out. Do you think there's more male coaches than female coaches in majorette dancing?
It seems like it, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Because, you know, usually it's women that are majorette, but then we have men that are, you know, jumping in and taking over the scene. Mm-hmm. There's also another show, I think, on Oxygen, or it may actually be on Lifetime, with the guys. I can't remember their names. Have you seen it?
Oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Their style of dance is like J-setting, which is like usually at halftime games for like different HBCU colleges. they have these girls that are J setting, which they're dancing to like the band, kind of like majorette style, but
they're dancing to like the drum,
the drums, and the band and stuff like that. But they're like in the stance with the crowd, and everyone turns and looks at them, and they do kind of this like more elegant style, not bucking, not getting low, not doing that.
Uh-huh. Ladies dancing.
Yeah, it's usually ladies dancing, but now there's a whole show. I think it's on Oxygen of these guys doing it. I can't remember their names, crew, but that's their style of dance. So it looks like a lot of guys are jumping on the whole, you know, majorette style of dance. So Ms. D says, you know what, Kayla, here's the reins. I'm handing it over to you. I'm going to allow you to teach. We see Kayla get out there, and the girls aren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. The girls aren't listening. They're joking around. They're not taking Kayla seriously.
Now, Kayla strikes me as, like, she's a tough chick, and she can hold her own. But she's, like, they call Christiana the, what do they call
her? Silent killer.
Silent killer. But, like, Kayla kind of has this, like, she's very soft-spoken. She's very soft-spoken. She's very, like, slow-speaking. But she's, like, but you can tell there's toughness behind it. But, like, when they're showing her teaching the choreography, I think, like, that's what, you know, like, it's easy to get distracted when Kayla's teaching, because she's just kind of like, first eight counts. You're going to go 5, 6, 7. You know, like.
And maybe she's good at what she does. She's just not a good teacher. You know, like,
she's great at what she does.
I feel like certain things, not everyone's a great teacher. You know, you can sit and be great at everything because you're accountable for your own actions, for your own steps, for your own counting. But then when it comes to trying to teach someone a dance move, and
that doesn't mean she's not a great choreographer too.
Right.
Sorry to cut you off. Because you can be great at the moves, but like it's the I guess she just needs to learn to yell like Miss D.
They probably don't fear her as much as they do Miss D, because at one point in time, she was a peer of theirs.
Right.
And now she's managing them. And now it's like, oh, it's just Kayla, our friend, you know, whatever. So the respect wasn't there. And so the DDP, you know, they're watching, of course, in their viewing room, and they're just, they're blaming it on, you know, the girls are losing because there's a lot of new girls, you know, and with the new girls on the squad, they don't know how to get down like we used to. You know, we used to never lose this many creatives, which the Dolls never did. They would lose stand battle here and there, but they would never, they would go on a creative winning streak.
Yeah.
But it's like now Miss D has these things that are out of the box. And sometimes simplicity is the best way to go.
As we're seeing.
Right. And so Miss D, you know, she talks to the girls and she says, this is you guys' problem. Your energy is always so low. You guys need to get your energy up. And my thing was like, okay, let's think about why their energy is low. Why is this like this? These girls have a competition every single weekend. They go to school in the morning. They come to practice in the evening. They go home, do their homework, go to bed, eat dinner, go to bed, and wake up and do it all over again. These girls don't work out. Even though,
and a lot of them have other dance too. Like Faith is also doing ballet. I'm sure a lot of them are also doing other styles of dance too. So it's not, this isn't their only team.
Right. And what's weird is that usually you see these teams dancing and doing certain things, they work out. Like they actually incorporate workouts, like they run around a building or any sport. They don't just go and do whatever. And if Miss D keeps saying, oh, this is a sport, just like it's football, just like it's basketball, all of those players, they don't just get out on the field and just go straight forward and play football or straight get on a basketball court and start.
They need conditioning.
They need conditioning.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no conditioning for these girls. So their energy is going to be low, because when they do probably get a chance to eat, it's last minute, in between things, unhealthy eating. And I know that's, you know, not very hard to do living in the South. Whenever I go to the South, my main focus is, what am I going to eat? Yeah. Everything is, you know, not as great and healthy.
Everything's fried.
Yeah, everything's fried. And it's not like California where you have like these options of veganes and blueberries in 7-Eleven in the gas station. You know, like things like that where you can just eat and munch on.
Not a veggie grill on the corner.
No, there's no veggie grill on the corner. So my thing is, maybe these girls, for their energy and to build their metabolism, they need to do a workout. Mm-hmm. They need to incorporate some kind of fitness in that.
Okay.
So Misty sat behind the scenes and was like, let me watch this. But she couldn't contain herself. And do you think that it was inappropriate for her to jump up and take the reins back from Kayla and be like, you know what? I got to do this. You know, the girls aren't paying attention.
It's hard to say because I feel like I didn't get a clear enough picture of was the issue that the girls weren't paying attention so they weren't picking up the choreography, or was the issue that, because she said like Kayla's choreography was just, it was great, but like it wasn't tied together exactly. Mm-hmm. Like there wasn't transitions. Well, you know, she said like the choreography just needed a little bit more sophistication.
Right.
Or maybe it was a little both of that. Maybe it was the choreography and the fact that the girls weren't really paying attention. I have to wonder if, you know, like obviously Kayla's mom is still on the show for the sake of the show because mm-hmm. she's a character we all like. But in the reality of like the team, if you're supposed to respect this person as a coach, but her mom's still in the room with your mom, I feel like that hurts her a little bit as far as, you know, seeing Kayla more of an authority
and
than
a
peer.
I agree with you. I think that Miss D should, because the girls feel a certain way about her, because she used to be one of them, Miss D needs to make them respect her. If that was the case, if Miss D was like, you know what, I'm going to let you take over this week and take the reins on this whole hip-hop creative, why don't you and I work together and come up with a dance, mm-hmm. and then you go and teach the girls it, mm-hmm. and I'm going to sit there and watch. So I'm not going to complain about what you chose to do as your, you know, battle or what your formations or, you know, your transitions or whatever. This is something we collectively came up with, and I want these girls to respect you, so when you do get in front of them, they know who you are. Mm-hmm. You're not to be played with. You're Kayla. And even though, yeah, you can joke and kiki and laugh with them, at the end of the day, they have to learn to respect mm-hmm. you know. And I just think when Miss D jumped up and she tried to take over, and she was telling Kayla like what she needed to do, and she was like, you know, Kayla, you have to be really motivational and inspirational when you're teaching these girls. I'm sorry, but are we watching the same show? I don't see any motivation or inspiration. I see a lot of screaming and cursing.
And telling them what they're doing wrong.
So maybe it was how it was edited, mm-hmm. because we don't get a chance to see everything. I just kind of felt like Miss D didn't give her a fair chance. Mm-hmm. This is new to her. Teach her. Guide her. Don't just every episode in the beginning call her in the office and say, Kayla, this is what we're doing this week. Like, say, Kayla, the girls are going to respect you. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to teach them this week. Let's come up with something together as coach and, you know, head coach or whatever the titles that they have. And have the girls start learning,
mm-hmm.
you know, from Kayla.
I think she will. I think Kayla will learn to speak up and to assert herself a little bit more.
I hope so. Because then even still, that goes back to your point, the parents and Kayla's mom sitting in there, they'll even respect her more because they're like, hey, they'll probably try to start kissing her butt to kiss Kayla's butt because they know Kayla has authority.
That's true.
So is it a factor of Miss D not wanting to hand over authority to someone else or have someone else helping because she's been, you know, the head chick in mm-hmm. charge all
and
this
she's,
time?
She's a controlling, you know, she likes to be in charge. Mm-hmm. So it's probably tough for her to do that.
Yeah. But don't just give Kayla the title just for the sake of it and not really utilize her, because the only thing we ever see is her just sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kayla, this is what we're going to do this week.
And all she says is, I agree. Yeah, we did good. Yeah, you know.
So it doesn't... That's it.
Jump in there, girl. Kayla, come on. Let's see some opinions.
Yes. Tell Miss D you want some more action.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of it. So Misty decides to come up, okay, this is a great idea, a flash mob routine. I didn't understand the concept. Mm-hmm. I kept trying to grasp it the whole episode, and I kept saying, you know what, maybe I have to watch it, you know, unedited. Maybe I need to just wait till the competition and see it. And it didn't make sense. That, to me, that's not what a flash mob is.
Yeah.
Please explain to just the people what a flash mob is.
When you are walking down the street or you are walking through a mall, and then all of a sudden you notice one person dancing, mm-hmm. and then somebody comes over here, and then you're like, oh shit, they're doing the same dance. Mm-hmm. And then you notice something, and then suddenly
then from the security guard and random people.
All directions, everybody's coming together, and suddenly, and you're like, what is happening? Am I supposed to know this?
Yeah, or is someone playing a prank on me? It's almost like Punk'd with 1,000 people. And
have you ever seen one?
Yes, they're fabulous. I remember a whole year, like a few years ago, it was all of these engagements and things like that with people doing flash mobs. Yeah. And they're a lot fantastic. Of thriller. Yeah, a lot of thriller. But just it's beautiful, you know, when it all comes together, because you think it's just, there was a show about it, a flash mob show. Yeah.
I don't know about these shows.
Yeah.
English is on it.
The best one was like, tons of people paused, like freeze frame in Central Station.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like looking around, like, why is everyone frozen?
I saw that video now that you mention it.
That was on the show Flash Mob.
Yeah, there was a show
Flash Mob. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Okay, I've seen that. Thank you, James.
Thank you, actually. Yeah, and it's such a great thing, but the way that they did it was completely, I didn't get why it was called the flash mob.
Yeah, it wasn't really a flash mob. And because it was only the people that were already dancing, and they came together in like chaos, but it wasn't
they all just huddled.
Mob needs to be doing the same
thing.
Dance.
Yeah, they all huddled and started dancing wild and crazy.
Yeah.
And then it was like a girl twerking, and then it was like a death drop and then walk away. It would be really cool and interesting if they decided to like only have one girl on the floor and she starts the dance, and then one of the girls comes down from like the bleachers, and there another girl comes down, mm-hmm. and someone comes from out in the back, and another girl comes from out in the back, and like a whole bunch of people just start like, you know, coming, even the moms, you know, incorporate the moms. They're usually sitting up front. Have one of them jump up and get out, and they're all starting to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's a flash mob.
That's flash mob. Yeah. That makes sense.
But we didn't see that. So let's get into the competition. So the Images of Sophistication, which is a great name, they come out with this whole umbrella style of dance. It was cute.
And it involved a little bit more. There was some like jazz ballet moves in it. Was the whole competition supposed to be hip hop, or did Misty just choose to do
hip-hop? No, it was hip hop creative.
Okay, so yeah, their dance was a little outside of what it was supposed to be.
Right. Then the Champagne Girls. They held their own. They were really cute and young, but they were good. You know, we've seen them before, I think. Mm-hmm. I remember their name, Champagne Girls, which is very interesting, going from Images of Sophistication to Champagne Girls, the girls that can't even
black
drink champagne.
Yeah.
Right.
In the black and gold.
Then the pirouette people come out on hoverboards. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting what people, their concept of hip hop and like creative.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen, there's this robot intro kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would have liked to, you know, like we always say every episode, we want to see more of the dances. I feel like with six teams especially, we really want to see more. But maybe it was because of that this episode in particular, I was really realizing that, I know we've touched on this before, but I was really realizing that like it must be really hard for the editors of Bring It. They can't use the music that they actually dance to.
Right.
So to use the music that they figure kind of works, that's what's with all the cutaways. When we're watching more of the mom's reactions and Miss D's reaction than the actual dance, it's because they can't do anything else there.
Yeah.
And that's too bad, because we all really want to see more of the dance. Because I wanted to see more of the pirouette, like, robe. I didn't get a sense of any of these teams' dances at all.
Like we didn't get a fair chance to say the Dolls beat them. Mm-hmm. And like we've been saying every week, as fans, we don't get a chance to have aside, we don't get a chance to be a fan of the show. What we're fans now of all of the drama, which it's not a drama it's not a drama show. Mm-hmm. It's more of a reality show of a dance crew. Mm-hmm. And I think, like I said before, the creative team needs to go back to the drawing boards and get back to what was in the beginning. Because if you were a fan from the beginning, you really got a chance to see the dolls in practice.
Yeah.
And it was cut, raw, dry. And then you got a chance to see them a lot in, you know, the battle. And even though the songs didn't match, we still got a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. And it would be weird sometimes. We're like, oh my gosh, the dolls killed it. Like, it used to bring me to tears to watch them dance.
Yeah.
Because they danced really well.
Yeah.
And now, as a fan, I don't get a chance to have that same emotion every Friday. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I don't get a chance to see them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that maybe hopefully in next season, you know, they try to play around and do a little things in different season. They'll mm-hmm. say, oh, we need to edit it this way or mm-hmm. do things this way. But
I also think that they don't need to play up the drama of the
hallway
of the hallway. Like we've said, but I like John. He seems fun.
Yeah.
And I like the, I'm sorry. Am I thinking about the next episode?
Yeah.
The, ID. I'm thinking of that team. But that being said, like, there are certain teams I like, yeah. you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You can like an opposing team.
Yes,
it
you
doesn't,
can.
It doesn't mean that I'm rooting against the dolls.
Yeah.
You can like another team.
Yeah.
I don't think they have to create this, like, rivalry.
Or make it seem just because it's about the dancing dolls that you have to only love the dancing mm-hmm. dolls. I agree with you on that. We got to see LCDC. They did some weird biohazard box situation that I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it looked kind of shabby.
Yeah.
With the boxes.
And we talked about the dolls and their situation of the whole booty popping flash mob didn't come together. Let us know what you guys thought about it. If you guys thought that the dolls, you know, did such a fantastic job and we didn't get a chance to see something that we missed something, because I know a lot of times you guys send us like the full unedited version that someone recorded from the battle, and then we're like, oh my gosh, that pulled together fantastic.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get a chance to see that in episode? I didn't get a chance to see the full unedited of this one.
Yeah.
So if you guys have that one, send it to us. Or if you guys have opinions,
now,
let
us
know.
Do you think the dolls dance was the better dance? Like, mm-hmm. it looked the best. They were the most in sync. They were the most coordinated. I liked their dance better than the other teams of what we saw. I just didn't think it was the most creative.
Right. It wasn't creative. Also, let us know what you guys think about our show. Let us know in the comments. Go on
iTunes.
We
know you will.
Give us 5 stars. You're always in the comments, and we love that.
Y'all love to give us your opinions.
Yes. Or you're always in our direct message. Mm-hmm. So continue to do that. Because I think we only have 2 more episodes of Bring It. So we get a chance to see, okay, the 3 teams go against each other. LCDC, Champagne Girls, and the Images of Sophistication. LCDC, they drop their cane in the middle of their dance. The Champagne Girls, they were cute, and they win, and they beat them out, and they go to the next round. So here we have another episode of Tanisha being nervous, mm-hmm. and she's nervous, and her mom, you know, she's now part of DDP, which is weird. They keep adding parents to DDP. Tanisha's nervous again. She's sick. She doesn't feel good, but she gets over it, and she gets out there, and she kills it. So she gets out there, and they're dancing against the pirouettes, the dancing diamond dolls, and then the dancing dolls.
Mm-hmm. So, the diamonds were a small team.
Yeah.
There was, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, they were cute, though. It was actually one guy on that team, mm-hmm. too. So, or was that the... No, it was three. It was 3 of them. 2 girls and 1 guy.
Mm.
They did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pirouette, they messed up a few times.
Yeah.
And then the dolls, they did their classic death drop situation. So the dolls move to the finals against the Champagne Girls. And the Champagne Girls give them a run for their money, like we
sure
said.
Do.
They're super cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're super tiny. So a lot of their movements are so, like, miniature.
Yeah.
It's like either getting, like, a big huge like gummy bear or like a tiny cute little gummy bear where you're just like, oh, it's so cute, I just don't even want to eat it, you know. So that's what they looked like.
But they were good. They were all in sync and great dancers.
Yes.
And the dolls brought it because they didn't have any need to hold back just because these girls were little.
Right. So the competition ends. The Dancing Diamonds win second in creative. The dolls win first. And then in stand, the dolls won. So that's typical, normal of the dolls. They're still winning. So they finally regain their confidence in creative. And good for them. So this sends them off now to episode 10.
Moving right into
three strikes, you're out. It's the Battle Ready competition in Columbus, Mississippi. This week, you see we played a little TLC intro. It's TLC inspired theme.
Yep. By the way, that was the, I think Waterfall was the first video, one of the first music videos I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah, because we, my family, like, just got cable around that time.
Yeah.
And so that
MTV.
Was...
MTV.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. That was one of the first videos I ever saw. And because remember in Waterfall, they had those silky...
Yes.
The silk flowy things. Yeah. I wanted one of those so bad.
Yeah. That video, like, everyone... When TLC came out, like, no... Like, they literally took over the whole, like, 90s. Like, everyone was listening to TLC. Like, everything was all about TLC. Like, 2000s. Yep. Was it 2000s or later 90s?
Well, I think around 2000 was when Scrubs came out.
Yes. But, and that killed it.
Yeah. And that's... Yeah. But it was before... It was like mid to late 90s when Creep and Waterfall came out.
Yeah. So that was way beyond the dolls era.
Yeah.
But that was our era.
Those girls were born then.
And I remember, like, when Scrubs came out, I was like, you know, it's like sitting on the patch to the side of the best friends. And I was just thinking, yeah, like, I don't want no Scrubs. It was like the anthem for women to be able to stand up and be like, I'm not taking no mess from him. I'm not doing this. I'm not going for this. And it was just so funny. Like, just the whole lyrics of the song. So it was perfect. It was very nostalgic to see this. But then I kind of was like, because the girls don't get it. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really know TLC like we know TLC. Yeah.
Too bad,
yeah. But Miss D, you know, she tries to pull it out of them. So she tells them a little bit about the girls. And then she says, you know, I'm going to see who reminds me of these people. So she ends up picking Denisha to be T-Boss. Denisha has only been on the dolls for, like, less than a year.
Yeah.
And she's killed it. Miss D said she's been in every stand battle, but we don't really get a chance to really see her on camera time. But she's good.
Short hair.
Yeah, she's good. And then Kinjane is Left Eye, which Kinjane, she's great. She's a great dancer. And sometimes I feel like they need to showcase some of these girls more.
Yeah.
They need to maybe regroup the whole, like, we're tired of hearing about Star and Sky. Mm-hmm. Let's hear more about Kinjane. Mm-hmm. Let's start hearing more about the girls that are actually dancing great so we can be like, oh my gosh, this is a great team.
Yeah.
We in our heads get, you know, programmed to talk about these girls that aren't that great when we could just sit there and talk about the girls that are great the whole time and be like, oh my gosh, of course this team is the bomb. Like, I would never think any other team is better because look what these other girls bring.
Yeah. You gotta get us new favorites so that when Kayla graduated, when the next... Yep. Who's graduating next? Is Christiana and Cameron?
Yeah. I think they have a couple more years.
Okay.
Yeah. So Cameron gets Chili. She gets to play Chili. So it was perfect. It worked out. Cool. The girls tried out. They got it. This week was major because, again, we have cuts for a battle royale. So Miss D's deciding, you know what? I'm cutting another group of girls. I want to bring it from 6 to 3. So Miss D has the girls try. And she goes for... sorry. I just completely lost what I wrote in my notes.
Faith.
So, yeah, so she has Faith. She has a few of the other girls all battling against, but at the end of the day, she goes for Christiana, Micaiah, and Cameron.
Mm-hmm. You knew that.
Which we knew. I mean, we knew it's always it was the same girls. Mm-hmm. But before that, we had Mimi trying to meet Miss D and talk to her, and like we've seen all the parents.
Yeah, that seemed uncharacteristic of Mimi.
Because she's actually her real friend, like in real life. So it was almost like, why do we need to cause this drama between you two when you guys are actually really friends? It was a little strange.
Yeah. And I don't think, and she didn't need to, I mean, I don't know. Cammy always gets favors anyway, so.
Yeah.
She didn't need to.
Exactly.
Pull strings.
And then Brittany texts Misty while they're in. Compete or practicing. And Misty's like, you know what, I'm fed up, three strikes you're out, I'm going into the dollhouse because I had Brittany texting me, I have Mimi coming into my office, and then I have Faith's mom I can't
coming
remember
coming up in at the car
what is I don't remember Faith's mom's name, but anyway, she meets her at the car and she wants to talk to her about it. So it's just like, you know what? At the end of the day, Miss D's like, I'm done. They're ungrateful. I'm kicking them outside of the viewing room. They're going to have to remember where they came from and sit outside in
like
front
old
of them.
Days.
And this was another scene of contriving the situation.
Yes, for sure.
Very contrived. It gave DDP like some kind of, you know, in to be a part of the episode. It was kind of like, we could do without this. Mm-hmm. Who cares? They were outside before. Then they're making noise outside. Then Miss D goes out to yells at them. Then
and you see, this is why Mimi's my favorite. You see Mimi, like, take off and run. She's so funny.
Yeah.
She cracks me up.
She's
my favorite.
Funny. Yeah. So, Miss D cuts the girls for Battle Royale. In another week is going, or we're 2 weeks away from Battle Royale. It's 50% of the score of the captain's dance. So whoever is going to be doing this has to literally be fantastic. So either Christiana, Micaiah, or Cameron has to bring it. Mm-hmm. We've seen Christiana have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
She's messed up. For some reason, when she gets out there, sometimes she either freezes up or messes up, which we saw later on in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron, she is more of a beautiful dancer as far as lyrical and, you know,
she can pull out some heavy tricks.
Right.
Some real bad tricks.
Right. Then Micaiah is like a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
I personally believe Micaiah should go out and do it. We should see something different. We've seen these girls.
Mm-hmm.
Micaiah, every time you see her get out on the floor, she dances so hard. Like, she just gives literally her all. It's like Miss D said, it's almost like someone turned on a button.
Yeah.
And she completely becomes like a whole different person. And it's like a jack-in-the-box. She just comes out and it's like nuts.
She erupts.
Yeah, she erupts. So I'm kind of like, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing Micaiah. Who would you want to see?
I really don't. I out of the three, I don't know who is actually going to, who's going to be picked. I think I prefer Cameron just because I like her personality, and I like her tricks, and I like her personality in dancing. So that's who I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it's going to be, though.
Yeah. So now, you know what? Now it's down to these three parents having to beg Misty, because they're not going to stop. I'm sure next episode we're going to hear, oh, Mimi called me again asking me if Cameron's going to be the leader for the Battle Royale. Micaiah's mom, watch. We're going to be introduced to Micaiah's mom. And then Christiana, we have Brittany. She's always has something to say, and she's always rooting for Christiana. So, you know, so have it. So be it. So we this week are dancing against the Royal Envy. I think that was their name, right?
Yeah.
The Golden Prancerettes and ID. So we've seen ID a bunch of times in these other episodes.
Yeah.
And they're great. They're a great team. They always
we get to see the most we get to see is when they're in their own studio mm-hmm. dancing because it's without music. Mm-hmm. So they can actually show us the dance. So I think that's why I like ID best, because mm-hmm. that's, I feel like I've gotten to really see what they can do.
Right. I agree. So the ID comes out, and we're getting into the battle now because we only have 9 minutes. We've had to do two episodes in one, so I'm like trying to talk fast.
Powering
get
through.
It all out. Yes. But we got to get this done. So we see ID come out. They have drummers and everything, and you know, and another drill team is joined into their team. How did you feel about that? Did you feel that that was uncomfortable, or did you feel like it was okay? Like, hey, this is our secret weapon.
I pretty much thought it was fine, unless they didn't really tell us who that other team was that joined them.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason it was a team that's like in college, or, you know, like a, some college competition team or something like that. But if they're another majorette team, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I agree. Then we saw the Golden Prancerettes. For some reason, I wrote uncomfortable, but I don't remember why. What did they do?
Golden Prancerettes.
Oh, I know why. What was uncomfortable was that they had their coach come out. It was just the three of them, and he had on like these pants, and it was like super weird. Yeah, the fringe, and it was super weird. Like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's why I wrote uncomfortable. And then the dolls come out, and here's the TLC inspired theme. I got a chance to see it unedited. And someone, you know, sent it to me or whatever. And I thought it was very cute. I think they did such a great job.
I think Denisha, I was so drawn to her.
Yeah. But for some reason, Miss D played the Red Light Special by TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too sexual. The mm-hmm. whole stance was completely... I mean, it's Red Light Special, the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sexual. It's very... It's not kid appropriate at all.
Hmm.
And so when she did create the dance for it, it was a very sexual...
Okay.
I was like, wait, hold on. It was too much. And that was the part where they all did like the... Did you see that part where they all like went up in the air, like had their butts in the air and like kind of made like an upside down V, and then they all came back down and they all kept coming up?
Okay.
We only got a chance to see a very short cut of it. And visually, like on the floor, it looked great.
Uh-huh.
Like when you watch it unedited, but it was inappropriate for a child to be doing.
I'll have to see that unedited version, because it didn't strike me, from what I saw from the episode, it didn't strike me
as
too
sexual. And I wouldn't have thought that way, too. But when I saw it, someone sent it to me, I was like, okay, wait, hold on. Mm. This is too much.
Okay.
Maybe they could have picked another TLC song to do that wasn't as sexual, because with that song, you're going to expect a sexual style dance. So we get a chance to see Christiana. We get in stand battle. She messes up. She forgets her.
She's watching.
Looking to the side, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what she's supposed to be doing. I mean, she didn't skip a beat, but she had her head turned to the side. So Miss D is scared. Like, this is stand battle. Oh my gosh. Like, how could you be turning to the side, looking at what the other girls are doing?
I'm sure that's not the first time any of the girls have watched another girl.
Right.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Right. So the dolls move on, and like we said, and they got into the whole stand battle, and it's ID against the dolls now, and ID comes out, and they kill it. Like, they're fantastic. They're high energy. John comes out, and he incorporates himself, and he's actually a great dancer.
I was really shocked.
I was like, okay, John. But it was like Miss D was like hating on the fact that he was incorporated. But we've seen Miss D come out with these mm-hmm. secret weapons. We've seen her come out. We've seen her bring a drum line, just like ID brought a drum line. We've seen her incorporate that guy inside of the dolls thing. You know, he's not a part of the dancing dolls. Mm-hmm. We've seen her incorporate the dads. We've seen her incorporate
the little ones.
Mm-hmm. She's incorporated people that aren't even a part of their makeup hairstylist was in one of the stands. So we've seen so many people being incorporated that it kind of seemed like you were being a tattleteller because there was another dance team incorporated into their creative dance. And the judges were like, hey, these are the only rules that we had.
Yeah.
So don't be a sore loser. Take it, chop it up, chalk it up, and keep it pushing.
Yep.
So in the stand battle, the dolls I noticed were super intense. They had a lot of energy. It was like they were like exuding so much heat and fire, and they were like doing it all and bringing it on. They're just, I was like so taken back, like hold on. But again, we only get to see a short clip of it to really get into it. And like we mentioned, John, you know, incorporates himself into it, and it was great. So we get to the finale, and the dolls win first in creative, and ID wins second. And then the dolls win first in stand.
Yeah.
So they take home both wins for first. And that's when we will see next week who else gets cut for Battle Royale. And if they continue on their creative winning streak.
Yep. And I still don't think, even though I love the idea of trying to of incorporating TLC, I still didn't think it was that creative of a creative.
Yeah.
It's... like, you didn't know that that was supposed to be Chili Left Eye and T-Boz. Like, I don't know. I didn't think it was that creative of a creative, but they could have went way more 90s with moves and with the costumes or something like that. That would have made it a little bit
did
more.
They did have 90s costumes, though.
The three girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's why my eye was so drawn to Denisha, because she looked great.
Yeah.
She was just an awesome dancer too. Mm-hmm. But
and she had the whole facial expressions. And she kind of danced more loosely and like, but wilder.
Yeah.
And she was still she was great. But I get what you're saying. They could have had a little bit of more all together cohesive 90s flair going on.
It was a very subtle homage to TLC, I felt.
Yeah. But if you watch the whole thing is a compilation of all TLC's songs. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta see the unedited one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Do you have any predictions?
No. I think.
Let's talk about predictions for Battle Royale.
Yeah. I'm going to say I think Cameron's going to be the soloist.
Okay. And I will predict that Kenjanae will be... or is that
Micaiah?
Micaiah, I'm sorry. Micaiah is going to be the soloist. And I feel like they're going to win. I did hear some gossip, which we can get into some news and gossip too. I did hear...
After Buzz TV news.
I did hear that... the dolls end up winning Battle Royale. So hopefully that's true. It's been a long time coming ever since we've watched the dolls. They've lost.
Yeah.
So it's due time now.
And one of our YouTube commenters just straight up just said that.
Yeah.
They won Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Well, so do you have any other news in gossip?
Not so much. Just that they keep posting about like workshops and tours that they're doing that the girls are on in different workshops for different age groups and stuff like that. Again, only in the South. Wish they would branch out geographically, but that's fine. I get why they're staying.
And it's where the money's at. You know, how many people are going to want to see the dolls? I mean, they're fans here, but we have to request. So if you guys want to request to go, have them in your city, go on the website and you can request to have them in your city. Another news and gossip that I saw was that which I mentioned a couple weeks before, that Brittany and... Kayla's mom and Mimi are going to be on another show on Lifetime called Atlanta Plastic, and they showed a commercial during this Bring It episode of it. Mimi wants to get her butt done. the doctor,
really?
The doctor was funny. He was like, you're no longer gonna be Mimi, you're gonna be my. So I don't know. I didn't write down the date it comes on, but that's going to be a funny episode.
Atlanta Plastic.
Okay. So plastic surgery. Who knows if they end up getting it done, but we shall see. Do you have any other news?
I would watch that because I love Mimi.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I feel like it's been quiet lately on Instagram. I do love following Cameron, though, because she posts dances. She posts a lot of fun dances.
Oh, does she? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Good. Well, shout out to you, Cameron. And shout out to all of you guys that have tuned in to another fantastic episode of Bring It. I have thoroughly enjoyed you guys every single week. It looks like we only have two more episodes.
Yes.
So stick with us for those two more episodes. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And I'm Tamara Brown. You can follow me on Instagram at Tamara_Blue. I copied one of the dance videos that Cammy posted and tried to do it myself. It's nerdy, but it's up there.
So go check Tamara out. You guys have been fantastic. And until next week, we will see you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.